This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The effort to create a public defender's office in Travis County is not dead after all. KUT's Andrew Weber has been following this story for us. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Nathan.
What is the problem advocates for a public defender's office are hoping to solve by the creation of such an institution?
In the current system, there was a study that came out, I believe last year, that suggested that if you're a low-income defendant, you're more likely to go to jail and you're more likely to plead guilty. So that sort of stirred up a conversation about how to improve this. And the county asked the Texas Indigent Defense Commission, because that's what this agency does. And they put together a workable outline of what the office would look like and submitted it to the county. And then the county put this work group together in December.
What happened today?
So today there was a meeting of TIDC, this same state agency, that would ideally provide the county with a four-year, $15 million grant to start this office. There was a deadline for that grant to submit a letter on the part of the county to say, yes, we would like this money. We would like this office. Here's a letter expressing our interest. And in the last couple of weeks, the sort of negotiations behind the scenes have kind of stalled and kind of fallen apart in some instances. So everybody within this county's work group and everybody at the county and all the folks who are working for this sort of feared that they wouldn't make that March 11th deadline for the letter. Now they don't have to. The TIDC had a board meeting today and they waived this requirement for this letter. I should say it's not specifically for Travis County. It's just they waived the letter requirement across any grant that anybody, any county applies for.
Oh, okay.
But it specifically applies to Travis County in this instance because it was sort of imperiled. And now the county can continue with its plan and then its application, which it would submit in May.
What is the current system if someone's arrested for a crime and they can't afford an attorney in Travis County?
The current system is called the Capital Area Private Defender Service. It's a sort of roster of attorneys who are vetted by the county and assigned to cases. A lot of the caseloads are sort of burdensome because you have some folks, and we have a graphic of this on our site. One attorney had 508 cases last year.
Wow.
It's been a perennial problem. It's better than the previous system, which was attorneys would get assigned by judges in court at the bench and say, you take this case. And there wasn't a lot of oversight. There is oversight in the current system, but the folks in the current system feel the focus has been a little bit too much on a public defender office and not trying to figure out how to make the current system better and pay attorneys better because they make well below market rate for these cases.
Right. What is the Austin Criminal Defense Lawyers Association saying about all this?
Their argument has been we're not trying to, and this is them saying the county isn't necessarily trying to focus on how to better fund the current system because it's still they're still going to handle 70% of the adult felony and misdemeanor cases. A public defender office would handle 30% of those cases. Both of these systems, ideally, are still going to be around. So they're peeved, I'll say, that the discussion has been purely, as they see it, on the public defender office.
How big would this public defender's office be?
It would be 48 attorneys, 66 full-time employees in total. That's projected they handle 15% of cases in the first year. And then as they sort of ramp up, they would handle up to 30% of cases.
Now that this requirement has been waived for the March 11th deadline, this does not by any means assure that there will be a public defender's office created. What happens next?
The work group that the county put together has to, first off, because some of the folks from the defense bar, the Austin Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, two of those members on the group left because the defense bar dropped out of negotiations for the moment. So the county has to replace those two folks on this work group. And then that work group has to lay out how this office would work and submit that plan to the county before the May deadline. And then Travis County commissioners would approve it. And then that would be the application they turn in.
KUT's Andrew Weber, you can read a story about this. Travis County's push to establish a public defender office isn't dead for now at KUT.org. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you, sir.